and then, at last, after over an hour, "Here we come," Hermione whispered. She and Harry got to their feet. Buckbeak raised his head. They saw Lupin, Ron and Pettigrew clambering awkwardly out of the hole in the roots. Then came Hermione. Then the unconscious Snape drifting weirdly upwards. Next came Harry and Black. They all began to walk towards the castle. Harry's heart was starting to beat very fast. He glanced up at the sky. Any moment now, that cloud was going to move aside and show the moon. "Harry," Hermione muttered, as though she knew exactly what he was thinking, "we've got to stay put. We mustn't be seen. There's nothing we can do." "So we're just going to let Pettigrew escape all over again," said Harry quietly. "How do you expect to find a rat in the dark?" snapped Hermione. "There's nothing we can do. We came back to help Sirius. We're not supposed to be doing anything else." "All right." The moon slid out from behind its cloud. They saw the tiny figures across the grounds stop. Then they saw movement. "There goes Lupin," Hermione whispered. "He's transforming." "Hermione," said Harry suddenly, "we've got to move." "We mustn't, I keep telling you. Not to interfere, but Lupin's going to run into the forest right at us." Hermione gasped.